With all the wild swings in the stock market, some countries are saying no, for now, to betting on bank stocks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We continue our special coverage on the economic turmoil now. Once again, stocks are going on a wild ride this morning, part of a week of big-time volatility. So let's start by doing the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The Dow is up about 1.5%, 178 points at 11,321. The NASDAQ up about 1%. Same for the S&P 500, too, up about 13 points. The amount of inventory businesses are keeping on hand was up again in June, but the Commerce Department said it was the smallest increase in more than a year. Asian markets closed mostly higher today. European shares were higher as well. Anywhere from 2 to 4% for the day, after a week of wild stock swings across the pond as well. Now, those big ups and downs in Europe were likely the result of fear and uncertainty over that continent's debt crisis, which caused a big spike and dip with bank stocks. So regulators in France, Italy, Spain, and Belgium have tried to put a damper on financial stock volatility by banning so-called short selling. Could that do the trick? Here's Marketplace's Jeff Horwich.
Want to sell short? Find a stock you think is going to tank. Like, oh, I don't know, a European bank you think is holding too much bad debt. Borrow a bunch of that stock from someone and sell it. When and if the stock sinks, you buy it back at the lower price. Give those shares back to the person you borrowed from and then pocket the difference. Totally legal, usually. But the European regulators say short selling creates a pool of people with a financial interest in creating and spreading bad gossip. Solution? Ban it, at least for a bit. Jan-Marc Valahu runs the Clarinvest Mutual Fund in Geneva.
With all the rumors going around in the last 2 days, most of them were unfunded, and that created a lot of uncertainty. So they're trying to at least to calm things down in the short term.
Is it working? Today's bank stocks are leading the rise in Europe. So far, so good, but maybe highly temporary. Countries impose short-selling bans across the globe after the 2008 financial crisis. A number of studies have since found they had little or no effect on the course of markets over time. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
So while governments try and figure out what to do in the short term, a new survey asked economists how they're feeling about the long-term prospects. The answer? Not so great. The report is out from the Wall Street Journal today, and it shows economists think there's a 33% chance we're headed back into recession in the next year. Of course, optimists would say there's still a better-than-average chance the economy will continue on the path to growth. But the news certainly isn't great. Philip Izzo is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. He's with us now from New York to talk about the survey. Good morning.
Morning.
I want to talk about this survey and economists feeling much less optimistic about the future than even last month. What did they have to say?
Yeah, there was a big drop in their forecasts for growth for the rest of this year and into next year, and it caused them to raise their odds of recession over the next 12 months. They see about a 1 in 3 chance that we're going to have another recession in the next year.
1 in 3 chance? I mean, had it been that high before?
No, it was actually much lower. It was about 17% just last month, and a big jump of about 10 percentage points like this is kind of unusual. But there was a lot of bad numbers that we saw earlier this month. The GDP numbers that show the whole level of growth in the economy were revised much lower, and it looks like the economy grew at less than a 1% rate, which is extremely slow. And then we saw a lot of other, you know, anecdotal bad news. We've seen these swings in the stock market, which are affecting consumer sentiment.
Yeah.
There was a lot of issues with the debt debate. The Federal Reserve jumped in, also raised concerns about growth over the course of the year. And the problem is we're growing so slow, it's sort of like riding a bike. When you ride a bike so slow, you can't keep up enough speed to stay upright and you fall down.
What do they say it's going to take to stay on the bike?
They are hoping that jobs pick up. That's really the main big concern, is that employers just aren't hiring. And there's a lot of employers who are sitting on cash, but they seem to be sitting on the sidelines as far as bringing new people on. If we see a pickup over the course of the year, that would really be the biggest help.
Philip Izzo, reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Philip, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com.
Retail sales jumped by the biggest amount in 4 months. But the Commerce Department said today Americans spent more money mainly on cars and gasoline in July, not necessarily in department stores. JCPenney reported pretty much flat profits in the last 3 months as dark economic clouds start to take their toll. It seemed as if the industry had turned a corner. So what's going on? Here's reporter Sally Herships.
Over the next few days, major department store chains like Nordstrom, Sears, and Saks will report their earnings for the last quarter. But what everybody is really going to be listening for is what the retailers think the future looks like. Paul Swinand is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
What's been happening, though, is companies have said, hey, we haven't seen anything yet. We're cautious. We're maybe a little worried. But thus far, the consumer hasn't really responded.
Thus far, we haven't had a week like this on Wall Street. Still, Swinand says, most big department stores have been basing their expectations on a difficult economy for 2 years. He says retail chains at the low end, like Kohl's and JCPenney's, have already figured out how to sell in a down market. Swinand says they could see sales grow 2 to 4%.
Main Street hasn't really felt the recovery yet.
One segment of the retail economy that has been cushioned is luxury. Retail consultant Howard Davidovitz.
The top tier of Americans had a phenomenal last few years, and that's reflected itself in tremendous sales in Louis Vuitton, in Hermes, in jewelry stores, in Harry Winston, in Tiffany's.
You get the idea. And now it's these retailers who may have to lower their expectations. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Well, our special coverage on the economic turmoil continues now at marketplace.org. Dig into the numbers, check out the podcast, or just tell us what you think of what's going on in the economy. Our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Abel Auction House in Commerce, California. It's where you go to find deals, and it's where we're going to go tomorrow to find out how you're dealing with the new economic normal.
When you're in something like the wine business, we don't have that flexibility to suddenly say, we're going to do something else. We're in it for the long haul.
I'm Kai Rizdal, live from the City of Commerce, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.